Chapter 8, Wonder Dog. The huge tiger limped closer and closer to Jack and Annie. Jack clapped his hands. "We come in peace," he shouted. But the tiger didn't turn away. His eyes blazed. His lip curled. "Arf, arf," Teddy barked fiercely at Annie. "Teddy says run and hide," said Annie. She grabbed Jack's hand and pulled him over to the bank. "Wait, what about Teddy?" he cried. "Don't worry," Annie said. She pulled Jack down behind the black rock. "What about Teddy?" Jack asked again. "He's okay, he told me," said Annie. Jack heard Teddy's barks turn to fierce growls. The growls grew louder and louder. "That doesn't sound like Teddy," said Jack. Then suddenly there was silence, a strange silence. "Teddy?" Annie asked. Now she sounded worried. Annie raised her head. She and Jack both peered over the rock. Teddy stood tall and brave in the grass. The tiger was limping away. He disappeared between the trees. All the forest seemed to hold its breath until Annie broke the silence.
"Teddy, you're a wonder dog," she said.
The lungers clapped and jumped up and down.
"Arf, arf."
Teddy was just like a small, scruffy dog again. He wagged his tail and ran to Annie and Jack. Annie scooped him into her arms.
"You saved us," she said.
"How did you drive away that tiger?" asked Jack, rubbing Teddy's head. "Did you turn into a wild dog?"
Teddy just panted and licked them both. Jack pushed his glasses into place and looked back at the forest.
"Well, I guess we won't be getting a thank you gift from that tiger," he said.
Annie laughed.
"I guess not," she said. "I wonder where our gift is."
"And I wonder where the treehouse is," said Jack.
Ka and Ko chattered at Jack. Then they bounded down the bank, waving their arms.
"They want us to follow them again," said Annie. "Come on."
She and Jack grabbed their things off the rock. They hurried down the stream after the lungers. The water shimmered in the early light. Silver fish leaped into the air. Teddy bounded ahead with Ka and Ko. Soon they disappeared around a bend. Jack and Annie followed them. When they went around the bend, they saw a man sitting cross-legged on a rock. The lungers sat close to him. The man's eyes were closed. He had long white hair and a long white beard. His skin was brown. He looked very peaceful.